some chazara, and then we'll be able to finish Os Dalid, which is Shar Halacha, I mean, Shar Bedin, which is the Rambam, and to, you know, have it out with all the issues. So we started out by, you know, weighing, you know, to what extent do we embrace Pshara, to what extent do we see it as, you know, renunciation of MS, which is obviously itself not a great thing. So, you know, on the one hand, you could start out with the Gemara Brachos and say, yeah, Dina Nami Hainu Torah, Din is Torah, but what about just, you know, Shalma Bialma? Is that being mistayeg, avoiding, you know, MS, which is Chosama Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu? You know, one of the most positive depictions of Pshara is obviously Vasisa Yashar Vatov, Bene Hashem Elokecha, Pshara Lifnim Mishura Sadin, Rashi, which is expanded and amplified dramatically by the Ramban, that, you know, not every situation could possibly be written in the Torah, but doesn't mean that it's not the Ratzon Hashem. And what is the Ratzon Hashem? Amongst many other things, Pshara Lifnim Mishura Sadin, Dina de Bar Mitzvah, right, that this is itself a halacha, that we're supposed to conduct ourselves accordingly, which is maybe the most famous, celebrated, and you know, positive source about Pshara that anyone, you know, could possibly imagine. On the other hand, the Tshuva of the Mabit, cited in the Pesachei Tshuva, says the etymology of the term Pshara is emtza, right? Like mayim haposhrim, locham velokar. And I said it really depends how you understand that. You could say locham, velokar, you know, not bad. Not good, not hot, not cold, it's be'emtza. You know, me'idach, and I think there's reason to interpret it that way, you could say, yeah, locham, velokar, it's just straight down the middle, it's the shvil azav, it's the golden mean. I think there's some contextual indications, both in the Mabid and also in his commentary in the Rambam, the Kiryas Sefer, that we'll get to in about 5 minutes, in the Chazara, that would indicate, as we noted, that maybe Pshara, you know, really isn't, you know, optimal. After all, he's describing Pshara Krova Ladin, so you have to be within a third. And he says, but obviously the Dayan should try to get it as close to Din as possible. So if the parties will walk away without knives clenched between their teeth, you know, Yikrevu Yemei Evel Arviva Vevargas Yaakov Achi, you know, planning and machinations for the slaughter of their interlocutor in Din. So, you know, you should try to be might and close the gap, says the Mabit, between Din and Pshara. So that itself is an indication. So if there was ever a predictable machlokas, it was this one. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafav, quotes a three-way machlokas. Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi, the Tanakama, and Reb Yeshua ben Karcha about Pshara. With the poles of the sugya being, right, Reb Lazar Shita, is that it's Aser. And anybody who would praise it is, you know, Minoetz Hashem. What was Aaron doing? That's Moshe's perspective. Yikov Adin Azar. What was Aaron doing? Well, you know, he didn't have the onus of Din, either because, as Rashi says, he was Boreach, you know, a Rodef Mibazdin, Chutz Lebazdin. And Tosus went even further and says that's not good enough, but he wasn't a Dayan. See, Sariel reminding us. Excellent. All the way at the other end of the spectrum, there's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karacho, says it's a Mitzvah Livzo. In the middle, you have the Tanakama, which is a Rishus. So what exactly is the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? Because it seems like we do pask in that way. Rav says, Hilcha says, Liba de Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So we said you could dial it back a little bit. It doesn't mean that you have to do Pshara, but you have to at least offer Pshara. Idina ba'isu, I Pshara ba'isu. But offering itself might not be a neutral. Like there, we might be trying to encourage Pshara for as long as is possible, and more on that in just a little bit. We noted that the Gemara waxes poetic, and it's not trivial that this entire section of the Gemara is cited by the Rif and the Rash and others, that it's MS plus Shalom, it's Mishpat plus Tzedakah, right? It's the optimal arrangement, and that we should strive for it even beyond what I call the Losaguru Rubicon. That is to say, right, you know, with respect to Losaguru, it's a Chilul Hashem, as we've explained at such great length, for the Dayan, once you reach the Eitan Book marker in the ground, Ata Yodea Lehechan Hadinota, you have an idea where the Din is going. It's inappropriate. It's wrong. It's a bastardization of Din to, and Kiyamishbat Lelokimhu, to have, you know, at that point, backing away because you're afraid. Oh, but backing away, Mitzad Pshara, that's totally fine, right? We could be paskin like the Tanakama against Rabbi Shimon Asid. That was what we saw in the Rif, we saw that in the Rush, and we will see it in the Rambam. But the what is the terminus? So we call that Gemara Din. Now Rashi quotes the Gemara Kipshuto as Ishponi Atazakai, ish poni atachayev. The Balei HaTosfos were bothered by that perspective. They said, well, if that's really true, what was the Havamina? Like, how could you possibly think that just because you haven't said those words that you might have been able to do pshara? Isn't that basically deceiving one of the Balei Din who's about to win? So Tosfos suggests two answers. One of which is, well, you know, not entirely, because maybe you could still try, if you wanted to sell them on the idea of pshara, on the basis that, who knows, maybe we're toa bedin, and maybe you'd be better off settling for pshara now. The Radvaz considers that to be, you know, unthinkable. He says it's not even worth quoting. The Rosh says maybe it's more technical, that it would still be in the person's interest, because how can he be motzi mammon, mibal din alam? be that as it may, there's an answer that gains a lot of traction, which is b'makom shvua. It's ambiguous in Tosos whether he thinks that that would be true even really after Gemar Din. Could you still offer, you know, a pshara off ramp? Because, you know, we should try to avoid taking shvuos. The Radvaz is machria that question. He says, yeah, absolutely. V'chein anu noagin, that if the psak halacha is that one of the parties is chayav shvua. You know, that gives us the jitters, halachically speaking. We try to avoid that, even after the Gemara Din. In any event, the Bach is machmir on both of these questions. It's a chumra kfula u'mechupela. So he says, yeah, we should be machmir for Tosos against Rashi, right? Because, you know, after all, we should be striving for Din MS. It sounds like he's a pshara skeptic. And he says, even on the question of Shavua, once the psak din is given, right, you know, ish poniata p'chayev Shavua, how could you back off of that? Nirash lo dan dinemes. So he wants to be machmir across the board, which is quite remarkable. The Shulte HaGiborim obviously represents the entire other end of the spectrum there. The Shulte HaGiborim tells us that the Gemara Din is a very soft ending. If the Dayanim can talk the Balei Din into being mispasher, even at that point, they should definitely do it, because this is, you know, Hava Shalom Inan L'Chaveiro, and this is Darko Shalaron, and it's a mitzvah gedola, Lios Bipshara Tamid. So the point of the Shulte Giborim is that we really want to, you know, reach Pshara. So then I said, you know, we sort of cast a wider net to appreciate it, and we went to Daf Lamed Beis, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdov, and Betzedek Tishbar Amisach. So machokas between Rashi and the Rambam, which one really represents Pshara? The Rambam says Betzedek Tishbar Amisach, and we'll come back to that. Rashi says Echad Din, Echad Pshara. It comes from the very same Pasuk. And there's a lot of important indications in Skemara. This is obviously not a Bez Din situation. This is, you know, on the high seas, and in a situation where Shtehem Tuunos and Shtehem Kirovos, or Rechokos, and all the factors are equal. So the Meiri uses such a beautiful expression, Ein Hadin Sholet Es Bahem. These are situations where Din is not relevant. And so the Gemara suggestion of Hatil Psharo Malas Schar Zolazo is a reflection of the broad application of Pshara, the Koach Pshara, famous citation in a different context, Yafa Koach Pshara Mikoach Hadin. But here, in terms of the breadth and the scope of application, that would be, you know, incredibly important. So this seems like, you know, really one of the feathers in the cap of Pshara, not just Yasisa Yashar V'atov, is that it can be used in such a ubiquitous fashion. The Rambam again says, that's Midin Tzedek Tishbot Amisecha. But before we, you know, get too carried away, Rashi Alatar Lamebez Amebez Micah says what? And he says, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdov Echad Ladin Echad L'Pshara. What that means is Eitan? Right, and that therefore, exactly, we shouldn't be rodef achar ha'echad, you know, bimkom chavero. You have to, you know, sort of play it even Steven. And that seems to be of a piece, again, with the Mabit. Maybe it's even the Mabit Lashitas and the Kiryas Sefer. Because the Kiryas Sefer says, oh, don't tell me that the Gemara and Lamed Beis is any kind of a raya for the Sugyo Sadaf Vavamed Beis, because after all, there, that's a makom, she efshar bedin, vein lomdin efshar mi e efshar. Right there, the only choice you have is pshara, but maybe din really, you know, should be given pride of place. So I wanted to connect that to the Mabit and the Pesachei Tshuva. You know, maybe the Mabit, again, was a little bit more in the kivun of the Bach in this regard. And that brings us to where we are right now, the moment that we've all been waiting for, Dehainu, Shitas HaRambam. When we say we've been waiting for it, I mean, like, I spent the summer here, sitting right over here, just envisioning this moment, you know, the Rambam and Pshara. So this is one of these moments. Okay, so Yitzchak Moshe, Zucked. Death of a computer. Okay, so let me get you a hard copy, number one. Okay. What's 1 minute longer when one has been waiting 6 months? Okay. Okay. Alright. Go ahead. No. 11th source. Okay. Shnaim Shabbat Lefanechal. A lot of fond nostalgia here for Sammy the Bull from previous sugyos. Okay. The Radvaz thinks, of course, because you know the Rabbin will save you. I wouldn't be so sure. Okay, halachic hero ball, as noted, right? He wants to, you know. Okay. Shiftu b'sharechem. Eizu mishpat sheishim shalom av yomer zabitzua. Chim David Omer. Eizu mishpat sheishim o tzedaka. So this is one of these moments where your sense of just absolute yiras hakavod for the Rambam is elevated incredibly. What the Rambam did, building off of the Gemara, was weave his psak of pshara into the story of Lo Saguru, to demonstrate one point with absolute clarity. In other words, he wanted to make it clear that the greatest possible endorsement of pshara, and we'll get to his other formulations. Well, Eitan, what's the greatest possible endorsement of pshara? I want to say that we're willing to do pshara
as an alternative to
exactly, even past the Lo Saguru point. Now again, the Rif Paskin that way and the Rush Paskin that way, but you see the Rambam's language, right, is absolutely striking in this regard. Right, Bamedvar Mamurum Kodem Gradin, Avabisha Shama Divrayam Vyada Lahechana Dinota Mitzvalitso. He's going out of his way to say it's past the Lo Saguru point. You couldn't back out for any other reason, even if you thought your life was in danger. So it's Yiharik Vel Yavor Mitzad Echad. But Pshara isn't Ziyuv HaTorah. Pshara Nami Hainu Torah. MS plus Shalom. Tzedakah in addition to Mishpat. Wow. And the Rambam, right? I wasn't just, you know, making up the song. Chobezdin Shosin Pshara Tamid Harezeh Meshubach. That you don't find anywhere. But this is the Rambam's sense of Mitzvah Livtzoah. Right? So Osin Pshara Tamid, right? If the record is 96 Psharas in the calendar year to zero, you know, din, you know, they're doing really well. It's like, you know, you walk around and you look at the screens, like TABC is 101 or something against, you know, inferior, you know, competition, you know, in all the sports, you know, hopefully we're playing other high schools and not, you know, TABC against Nitzane Noam, you know, or something like that. But the idea is that, you're right, you know, you want to do Pshara Tamid. That's the idea. That is the best possible expression of the role of the Beis Din, right? Chol Beis Din shows him Pshara Tamid. So the Rambam came out, you know, full force, you know, in terms of Pshara. And he says the back end is, as Rashi says, the back end, not like Tosfos. Not like the Bach wanted to be Mitzadeh, to Paskin like Tosfos L'Chumra. No, like Rashi says, the simple reading of the Gemara. What's the end point? The end point is, Ish Ploni Ata Zakai, Ish Ploni Ata Chayev. Now, at that point, I have to admit, that the Shulte Giborim went maybe even one step further. You know, if there's anybody to the Rambam's right on Pshara, it might be the Shulte Giborim, because he doesn't see it as such a, you know, firm endpoint. And then he works in this idea, Ela Yikov Adin HaSahar, obviously that's where the Rambam makes room for whom? You know, in this subtle way, but who makes a comeback? Meshe Rabbeinu, right? That's where Yikov Adin HaSahar is. But it's limited to that case. Only after the Gemara Din do we say, now we've got to ride, you know, with the pure din. So that is, you know, an extraordinary presentation for the Rambam. Okay, so again, when we started the Sugya of Lo Saguru, you're wondering about like the intertwine of these things. If we looked at the Sifrei, we're saying like, is Pshara in some ways an excuse? And that's exactly what we're having out right here. And the Rambam says it's the furthest thing from an excuse. It's the ultimate expression of MS. It's MS plus, it's mishpat plus, it's absolutely, you know, optimal in that regard. So again, the language of the Rambam, Mechol Bezdin, Shosim Shara Tamid, Areza Meshubach, is going to be a linchpin moment, you know, for all subsequent halachic discussion. So that discussion, let's begin with the Meiri, and let's go Echad, Echad, you know, now that we've established Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, Mechol Bezdin, Osim Shara Tamid, Harez and Meshubach, MS and Shalom, Tzedakah and Mishpat, having your cake and eating it too. Wow. So he says, and even if, you know, they're deep into litigation, right? You know, and at this point, you know, the councils for the various parties are ready to slaughter each other. You know, and, you know, the bad blood is building up as they things only can in the context of, you know, litigation. Right? It's a highly adversarial business, there's no doubt. But what does the Meiri say? Despite that fact, right? The trial is in its seventh week, you know? Those of you who, you know, have parents who do this for a living, you know, right? Trial, it's very intense, seventh week, okay? Kol shelo nigmar hadin, right? As long as there's, you know, life, there's hope. So the Meiri says, mitzvah alav livtoach b'pshara. You could start out every single day saying, any chance you guys want pshara? Right? Meanwhile, you know, you're putting them through the metal detectors, they don't slaughter each other on the spot. You know, it seems absurd, but nonetheless, that's what it means. Yom achar yom. Still, there's a mitzvah liftoach b'pshar. Hala achar gemar din. Before Hashem. Sheiskimu kulam lomar kain. So a little bit of a tip of the cap to Tosfos. Mm-hmm. Lekach, Eino Liftoach Lamod Bipshara, Leisratu Beneyam, O Yikov Adin Asahar. So this is, to me, an absolutely fascinating conclusion to the Meiri. He says, because in the end of the day, whether, you know, he seems to prefer Rashi, but he quotes the Tosos as a Yesh Omrim, as a Yesh Meforshim. He says, but at the end of the day, the reason that Din is acceptable, like, as opposed to just saying, like, maybe we should just force people to do Pshara, it's so much better. He says, well, you know, Din is good too, because it isn't just Mishpat, but what's the Tzedakah Shebedin? What's that? Right, exactly. So that we could say to both parties, look, you both won. This guy got the money, and this guy, you're the really big winner. Because he only got money, but you avoided doing an Avera of Gezel. I mean, it's a little bit in the sale, right? You have to work on the drasha a little bit. But the point is, right, everybody should walk out of there happy. So that's like what the Meiri says. He said, well, that's why, in the end, you could go with Din, because even Din is really, you know, something to make everybody happy, right? You know. So he's just, you know, imagine the Meiri, like, you know, in his Beis Din, saying to the parties, you know, if they really weren't willing to accept Pshara, like this guy after, you know, 8 weeks of trial, you know, and he loses in everybody else's definition, the Meiri says, Reuven, you're the big winner. Can you imagine, had we not had this Din Torah? You could be Chayav Mishum Gezel. How could you live with yourself? Okay. It's a little idealistic, but the point is that, you know, the hope is, really, that everybody's experiencing, you know, an aspect of Shleimus that comes, you know, from experiencing this process. Okay. So the next step, you know, along the Pshara train here, is the tour. Again, you want to see how these things get, you know, passed down all the way to the Shulchan Aruch. So we're working on that. Okay. So Dayan Shabala Fanav Shnei Bali Dinim. Ah, okay. So anybody see a little bit of a diok here in the tour? A lot of the Chronim picked up on this. Which one comes first? In the Gemara, right, it's... Yeah, Eitan, I see your hand. Right, Idina Bayisu, Pshara Bayisu. And here, right, Pshara sort of, you know, sneaks out ahead of the field. Okay, a little quick count on the Pshara. All right. Nice. So there's Shvua, right? So at least with respect to Shvua, we're willing to take that position. Wow. Okay. And again, that wasn't explicit in the Rambam either. So, you know, you see certain echoes of this idea of Kol Beis Din Oseh Pshara Tamid Areza Meshubach, right, in the Rambam. You know, you can wonder what exactly that means, but the tour is, you know, putting a little bit more meat on that part of the bone and saying, yeah, well, if I think if there's a Shvua involved, I'll say La'achar Gemar Din, because Yonah Shvua give us, you know, the jitters. Okay. Okay. Now, this is a very subtle point, but I spent a lot of time thinking about this. So the tour obviously got this from the Rambam, right? Which is totally fine. But what is he... It's a little bit of a different... Yeah. So the Rambam had Chol Beis Din Oseh Pshara Tamid Areza Meshubach. And the tour has a little bit more as a Chovas Agavra. Like the Dayan. And you can understand that, I think, because Who's the model there? Like, what would the... Yeah, Aaron, right? So Aaron's the Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Oyev Zabrios, Mekarvin the Torah. So it's like that Dayan is Mitalmidev Shal Aaron. It makes the Rambam's formulation stand out even more to me. Kol Bezdin, Osep Shara Tamid, Hareza Meshubach. And I'd like to try to come back to that point, if possible. I think Sariel has a comment.
Is there any, like, it wouldn't be necessarily a mitzvah on the Palitinim to do the Shara?
That's a very important question. You're convinced of that?
No.
Okay.
I'm seeing a possibility. And as whether that could be in terms of even after Gemara dinner, if they decide, oh, as together, me, as the litigants, we decide, as you die, and even though we had a psak, that we can now do pshara.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So I think this is a very important point. So let me just establish a spectrum here. We're not going to be able to resolve this moment, but Bezdin, Dayan, Bali did. They're not mutually exclusive. I think that your suggestion is very, very important. Right? The Shulte Gibor made it sound like it's really about the Dayanim, right? And that's Havah Shalom Binan L'Chaveiro, and it'll be like Aaron, and you know, and the Rambam focuses very heavily on the Bezdin, and the Torah is focused on the Dayanim. But Sariel is raising a point. I wasn't sure if you were making a statement, unless you were just raising it for consideration. I see you're raising it for consideration, which is really, really important, is that maybe we would say that the Baalei Din are achieving a mitzvah. Wow. Okay? Now, I wanted to, you know, suggest, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but Rav Yasisa Yashrei Ratov, Bnei Hashem Elokecha, could mean just that, right? Zo pshara v'lefne mishura sadin. I have the impression that that's not directed to the Dayanim, at least not exclusively, especially from the Ramban, you know, the Bar Mitzvah, and the other cases. So I'm going to hold that tight. I want to come back to that. So this is you know, this is really, really important. Okay. Okay, so this is a critical point in the tour that just like you can't be mata din, if al pi din somebody should get X and not 2x or 3x or 1/2x or 1/3x. So in Pshara, we should also have standards. Pshara doesn't mean it's a free-for-all. Now, this too, I think, really should be considered very deeply. In other words, the more that you think, like the Rambam, and apparently like the Tur, you know, that there's great value in Pshara, that you think that this is, you know, Din plus, MS plus, Mishpat plus, as we call it. So it's not a free-for-all. It's not just saying, you know, willy-nilly, okay, you know, whatever works, but that there should be, you know, a very clear process. He hasn't described what that is just yet, but that the pshara should really be quite fair, okay? And that's going to be a very important part of subsequent discussions. Just one second, General. I want to make sure that we can establish the rest of the tour, and then I'll go back to the General. For sure. Right. I just want to, in defense of Sariel's point, I don't think that precludes, right? You could have, you know, ribis is an isra on the malva, but it's also an isra on the lova, right? So it could go all around. Okay? And we've seen that, by the way, in terms of din before. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, right? That's a chiv on the bezdin, but din meruma to do drisha v'chakira. But we said it's also from the bottom up, right? Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. That we have to make sure that we're going after the Bezdin Yafa, right? In Din, we there are, right, bilateral reciprocal responsibilities. So here too. Okay, then this is very important. And this explains 99% of the functioning of modern Batei Din, you know, Bizman Hazeh. But I just wanted to point out that this is a different reason to pursue Pshara. What's the bottom line here? Why is Pshara favored from this standpoint? Now, previously we saw, you know, the virtues of Pshara extolled Minei Uvei, intrinsically, right? Emes plus Shalom, Mishpat plus Tzedakah. But here you get the impression that what would the impetus be? What's the catalyst towards Pshara? KD? Why is Pshara desirable from this point of view? This is really a separate idea. David? Right, so that we're unable to effectuate din, we just don't have, we don't have the insight, right? Din Torah is something already in the days of the Tanayim that they felt that they weren't able to fully discern, right? Rabbi Yossi, the great Rabbi Yossi, Halach Rabbi Yossi, Nimuko Imo, he felt that he couldn't be done din Torah, right? You know, you have Yerushalmi, Shimon Yochai, right? Badu din Imamno, so maybe we need Pshara because we can't really, you know, we're not at the Madrega to be able to effectuate din. So that's a very different perspective. You know, if din isn't really possible, then you get back into the Kiryas Sefer, right? Ein danin makom she'efshar mi she'efshar. It's like more like those cases on the high seas. So that's an important perspective in its own right, but that wouldn't, apples to apples, right, Abishai, that wouldn't commend Pshara over din, just saying we really can't, you know, access din in the same fashion anymore. Okay, so there's a lot to be said in the tour. Again, just to review, you know, the slipping in of the Dayan first, of Pshara first, over Din, the citation of the Rambam, but without, you know, Bazdin, more, you know, Dayan, Hosef Pshara, Tamid Areza Mishubach, the idea of Pshara not just as an art, but also as a science. And then finally, the idea that Din Torah might no longer be an option anymore, that itself is very important, general.
Pshara to try to get out of the din. But if we're saying that Pshara has standards, then if somebody's wrong, somebody's going to be wrong in Pshara too, to some level. So why would anybody then, in that case, want to do Pshara if they have a rock?
Okay, excellent. So we're going to have to talk about that. What does it mean, you know, Shalol Hatos Pshara? What exactly are the Gedarim? Like, how far can a person go? That's a very important idea, okay? That's very, very, very important. Yeah?
Two points. One, me saying that you can't go too far in one direction, is that even asking to the schedule?
No. I think what he's saying, look, you know, there's a couple different points, right? The Pesachei Tshuva is saying, what is Pshara Krov Ladin? So he's defining Pshara Krov Ladin as within 33%. Right? So it's related to that, but, you know, yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
And then it kind of, from the very end, that makes it sound like, well, the only reason we do Pshara is because things are an option.
Yeah, right. That's a...
Pshara's on the lower level.
Yeah, so that's what I was pointing out, is that would be, lower level might be a little bit too strong, but that certainly ain't done in, you know, Efshar, Mi'i Efshar. If you can't do Din anyway, so that would be, you know, a very different impetus towards Pshara. That wouldn't see it as, you know, MS plus,
yeah,
Mishpat right. Plus.
Yes, at least not be, for sure, often.
Yes, correct. That's why I wanted to raise that. I thought that was a very important, you know, check against, you know, getting, you know, overly excited. Okay, so let's establish the basis of it, try to get this in before we, you know, wrap up this period, and we'll continue on, you know, next period. Okay, so the, okay, go ahead, Micah, my mitzvah. Idina b'yisu b'shara b'yisu perish Rashi, mitzvah l'meim r'lu b'reish, idina b'yisu b'shara b'yisu. Idina ba'isu, techef omer, you said right afterwards, you know, tochele dibor, yipshara ba'isu, that's still called maskel b'shara mikri, v'chein nami midivrei harambam. Aval, midivrei rabbeinu, right, it's not so subtle, right? The Torah is saying, like, what do you guys want? Pshara or Din? It's kind of like, you know, this is not an equal choice. Right, Barinholtz says Diuk, right? That's why they pay the big bucks. Shehu's al silver, shalachin is kavin rashi. She cussed up a skin of Shara, Loma, the awful god, the Talmud, and Naka Bereshi, Dino Baisu, Lav Dafka. And the Rashi Tari Chlame, Pshara Baisu. Vitamo. So the Beis Yosef says he's not really sure if the diuk in the Torah can be taken the whole way, but he spends a lot of time working it out according to Rashi and the Rambam. But what he's obviously getting at is, who are we kidding here? If we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha that there's a mitzvah livtzoa, that pshara is a mitzvah, so whatever you're really saying first or not is not really the point, because it's clear. Right, and this was what the Meiri was saying. If every single day, you know, they're 7 weeks into the trial, and again, they're about ready to, you know, slaughter each other, and you're still saying, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to litigation. Before continuing on with the mutual slaughter, is anybody interested in pshara? Don't all shout at once. No takers to pshara for the 83rd straight day. Okay, council. You're recognized. He was like, okay, you know. But the point is that we clearly aren't offering this just because, you know, this is the opposite Shimon of a Marshawn Lynch moment, right? We're not offering it just because we have to. We have a strong invested relationship with trying to get pshara. If you don't know what I was referring to by the MLM, consult Shimon. Just after we finish this next line, Matzasi Kasev B'Shem Sefer Aguda. Ah, so the Sefer Haguda cited by the Beis Yosef says, "We've got a chavrusa for the Shultei Hagiborim." Well, the Shultei Hagiborim said even for a dayan, but you know who can do pshara after the Gemara Din? So let's say the dayanim say this is the halacha. So then somebody can come in from the outside and say, "Hi, nice to meet you. My name is Michael, the mediator. Are you guys interested in pshara?" So the point is that, you know, pshara is never really off the table. It's like chozer v'neir. It comes back from the very depths. This is an amazing sefer haguda. Yeah, all right, go ahead. Yeah, it says no matter which one you're offering first, it's clear that everybody really thinks that yeah, the litigants, right, Bali Din.
Exactly. What if they know, or what if they think that they're right, and that they, like, how would they want to do pshara?
Right.
They really
think they're capable of that? Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's hard to force people into that, but you have to keep on offering it, and we have to convince them that this is better in the end, because maybe you'll leave a little bit of money on the table, but you'll make a friend, you know, etc. You know, and those things are invaluable. For everything else, there's MasterCard. So you have to talk them into it. You have to work on your drasha, right? You know? Don't you want to give peace a chance? Yeah, Micah.
Is there a way to read the Sefer Haggadah that the Adam Shino Dayan is one of the Bali Din?
Certainly the Bali Din amongst themselves, they could walk out and say, thank you very much for this Psak Din. But, you know, we're going to be mochel between ourselves. That, I don't think, is such a chiddush. But you would think that an Adam, you know, a third party, who is he? They, you know, that there is a din Torah about this. Who is he to try to mediate, you know, ex post facto? But the point is that, no, it's, you know, it's still redifas hashalom. That's the Sefer Agut. I don't think that's obvious at all. Okay, so let's hold it up here. I give people just a two-minute break while we go over to the our Sephardic base medrash. And we'll continue on with the Baas in just a moment.